right, listeners, welcome to another edition and a new year on American Exposé. Oh, boy. It's supposed to be fully implemented in 4 years, so that's NAFTA, under full implementation, the North American Free Trade Agreement. This is all very ominous in my thoughts, and many of you that are awake, you realize the same thing. NAFTA, the loss of jobs, the whole setup in place, Agenda 21 in its full entirety is certainly all-encompassing, and it's fully documented on the website, AmericanExpose.com. If you have any thoughts about what I was talking about last night as I opened up the broadcast, 800-858-6582 is the call-in number for this first hour. On the second hour, we're going to have David Wagner. I'm going to introduce him to you, the listeners, and he will follow up after my broadcast with his first show starting tonight. That's David Wagner. Last night I opened up the broadcast with my concern about Jack McLam. And is he someone that we can trust? I don't see the reality of police officers joining the police against the New World Order for any benefit, except to identify them. And if you have some thoughts about this, if Jack McLam has some thoughts about this, I want to hear it tonight. I want to hear it now. I've been following this man for years. It doesn't, the story doesn't change, but the point is, why have the police officers join his organization? What do they do? Are there any police officers in Police Against the New World Order that would call in tonight and explain to us about Jack McLam's organization? This is my concern, listeners. Where can you turn to trust? I mean, there's an organization out there that says Congress is the key. Can you trust this organization to do the right thing by us or for us? Who can you trust? What organization can you trust today? The way I see it, everything is controlled and manipulated and maneuvered for purposes for totalitarian control. As we are slowly but surely being drained of the funding of the Federal Reserve debt note dollar, more and more have to find a way to make a living of some sort. But understanding all this is very, very basic to realizing what's going on. And many people, including my friend Steve in California, doesn't want to hear this stuff, doesn't want to know about it. But the reality of the situation in the future is, as we're slowly but surely being drained of our economic prosperity that we used to have, China has Costco ports on the east and west coast of this country. Sea crate containers are pouring into this country from communist China. They have control of the Panama Canal through Hutchison Whampoa with a 50-year lease, which gives you the opportunity, or gives them the opportunity, to create the problem even further. Now, according to Jeff Nyquist, Chinese companies, communist Chinese companies, are buying up portions of Canada and their businesses up there. We have infrastructure privatization here. Executive Order 12803, I believe. That's 12803 from 1992, April 1992, the end of April, as a matter of fact. Right during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles, did George Herbert Walker Bush implant Executive Order 12803, infrastructure privatization, which allows any entity that has the money to buy up portions of this country. We're talking about water treatment facilities, electrical power plants, bridges, dams, things like this that are being sold because we're a broke country. But it's an executive order that was put into place, became law 30 days later, and did we hear anything about it? No, not at all. We, as an American people, are being deceived. We are being deceived by our federal administration. Our state administrations are being manipulated to accept the federal direction because of the funding that they require to sustain themselves. And this goes down to the local, too. We're going to have to get into the comprehensive annual financial report next week. We're going to have to make sure we do that. And understanding this is very important. 800-858-6582 is the number. If you have any thoughts tonight about this on the first hour, I'm happy to take your calls. I think Aaron's there to do that. 800-858-6582 is the number. 800-858-6582. What can you believe? Who can you trust today besides yourself? And I'm extremely concerned about different directions that keep promulgating themselves, such as police against the New World Order. What are they for? What is going to be the end goal of those individuals that are police officers that join police against the New World Order? What is the purpose and the point? It's an extremely troubling situation that we have today. Things are being maneuvered and engineered for totalitarian control. People join organizations, work to make things happen, and most of these organizations are totalitarian and controlled. And when certain people have directions of support and encourage support for their organization, and they start getting the funding that they want, no matter what their agenda is, they'll continue to get the funding. Aaron Russo, who ran for governor in Nevada, is supposedly running for president today. Aaron Russo is a fraud, people. Aaron Russo has no chance of becoming president. No chance at all whatsoever. And yet he's going to run for president to bilk the public for more funds for his pocket. So these are the things that should be concerning you in the beginning of this new year, 2004. Who can you trust? When we talk about elections, and that was a high topic last night, who's going to run for office that has the funding to run for office? Why is it so expensive to run for office? And who's going to be able to take it into a direction to become an elected official that really has our best interests at heart, that is not an attorney or a lawyer? These are very concerning times. We've been very replete in talking about the Federal Prisons Incorporated. Very replete. Sad situation is there, continuing to be there, and continuing to show itself. No one seems to care because no one knows about the Federal Prisons Incorporated. According to the Congressional Record, May 20th, 2003, Congressman Hoekstra, that's Hoekstra, speaks out on prison industries owned and operated by the Department of Justice. Before we can get into that, let's take George in New York. George, welcome to the broadcast.
Welcome to 2004. What I was wondering, do you know anything about this NASARA, National Economic Security Recovery Act?
Not really.
Have you ever heard of it before?
I'm thinking maybe I have.
Because it's very fascinating, but you can't research it too far.
Did you punch it in on a search engine to find out about it?
I went in that way, but I didn't really research as far as you could go.
How do you spell it?
NESARA.